We'll do some walking meditation, but for those who weren't here for the instruction, one of the things I've been trying to emphasize is to notice the state of no thought. So I've used listening, listen, keep noticing no thought. So in the walking meditation, use the end of the path, so if you have a path of 20 paces, mark the two ends, and then when you start, really bring the mind to clarity. Keep establishing like clear mindfulness. This is the way it is now. And then quiet. Try to get to that sense of quiet. Thinking is like eating potato chips. I bet you can't have just one. You know, once you start munching, you just one thought leads to another, leads to another. If you try to get rid of thought, it's another kind of eating potato chips, it'll make you think more. And there's a difference between knowing a condition coming and going and trying, like let's say in just posture. There's a difference between me willfully holding my posture and not moving out of a sense of willpower. And the other is where I'm sitting, I've got my posture settled, and I notice the desire to move, and I watch the desire come and go. Both instances I don't move my posture, but one is mindful, the other is just willful. And if you can notice the desire to move as something that arises and ceases, and you stay as the witness, then that settles the mind into stillness. If you willfully try to just hold your posture, then you only do it for a while and you begin to hate it because it's still filled with self and desire and such like. Same with thinking. If you can come to no thought but just listening and just keep doing that, just returning, which isn't like trying to get rid of thought, it's just not munching on thought really, just no thought. Stillness. So use the ends of the path for that. And then again, as I was saying, if your mind is just churning up a lot of thoughts, stop. Just going to stop, listen. And then if you want, you can think deliberately. Think one sentence through. Blah, blah, blah. Stop. Notice the end of a thought. So begin to see thought as an object rather than be the thinker. Yeah? So let's do the walking for 45 minutes, Ian, and we'll be back here.